Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host. Today, we will look at a cult-like coffee shop in Aberdeen, Scotland, started by a couple who believes their city deserves better when it comes to coffee. Now, we don't usually consider such stories on the show. It's not because I don't respect coffee. I actually respect it very much. But because opening a retail coffee shop is not exactly a low-risk, low-investment endeavor. Still, the story won me over, and there are at least two good lessons in it for us. So pay attention. By going all in on their vision and tapping into the power of their community, this couple have now built a big city hotspot in their small town. Along the way, they had to commit to that vision and understand that it won't be for everyone. So it is the Cultic Coffee Shop in Aberdeen, Scotland. And this story is coming up in just 30 seconds. Not everyone starts a side hustle with dreams of endless riches, quitting their day job. Sometimes it's just a matter of filling a need. That's what led Louise and Paul Robertson to open the Cult of Coffee nearly 3 years ago. Louise and Paul were frustrated with the difficulty of finding good coffee in their city of Aberdeen, Scotland. The few spots that did have finer roasts also had a bit of an elitist attitude in their service that left them feeling lukewarm. It was from that frustration that their own coffee shop was born, built from the ground up. To begin, they needed a space. Their search brought them to a corner of an old antique store in a busy area. They loved it, but that location needed some serious TLC. Thankfully, renovating a property from top to bottom was something they were already familiar with, because just a year earlier, they had completely redone a 17th century cottage. But they were busy. Paul and Louise were both working full-time. They were also renting out that refurbished cottage and raising two small children. So Paul started browsing the web, hunting around for design ideas. This way they could bring a wish list to a contractor who specialized in working with older spaces. In the end, they chose an industrial interior design that works well for so many cafes, but they opted to keep it light with bright colors, white tiling, and pale woods. They ended up stripping down nearly everything, keeping only the original windows, floors, and doors. On those windows and throughout the shop, they applied graphics with their logo, a mix of mysterious, almost occult-like symbols, playing off their shop's name, The Cult of Coffee. By the time the cult was ready to open a year later, people passing by found themselves wandering in, more from curiosity than finding a place to buy coffee. That uninformed curiosity might help explain what happened next. The plan from the beginning was to have the Cult of Coffee only serve coffee and cake. Louise and Paul wanted to be the best at something. To do this as a small shop, they needed to specialize. However, customers didn't immediately see it that way. Coming in at lunchtime, they'd be surprised to learn that the shop didn't serve meals. That led to the occasional bad review online. Some insisted that the cult would have to expand its menu if it was going to stick around. But Louise and Paul stuck with their principles. They weren't about to sacrifice their shop's identity just to cater to a handful of unsatisfied customers. And this dedication to their vision paid off. In May of 2019, the Cult of Coffee won the Scottish Cafe's Best Coffee Shop in Scotland award, edging out other well-known and more established coffee shops. It's not just their excellent brew and tasty cakes that keep people coming back. The Cult of Coffee has now become a hotspot for the community to gather. The shop is hosting a variety of private events, including yoga classes, writing workshops, and even something called Unicorn Felting Sessions, a truly diverse calendar. Hosting events wasn't actually part of the original business plan. Instead, it came from customers and neighbors approaching them, hoping to use that space for various activities. Seeing the potential benefits, Louise and Paul jumped on the idea. At first, the shop was open to any kind of event to help spread the word, but over time, they became more selective, choosing events that generated enough revenue to justify hosting them. Again, their decision to not be all things to all people was a gamble that paid off. The shop's strong community vibe helps drive repeat business. Customers get a real buzz out of being the ones to introduce their friends to this place they found. And while the Cult of Coffee has a strong social media presence, they've done only minimal paid advertising and marketing. It's nearly all been through word of mouth and connections. Louise and Paul never intended to replace their day job income by opening a coffee shop. They wanted an additional source of income, but their vision was mostly built on their desire to see a shop like the Cult of Coffee in their area. Despite the slower growth, the cafe now generates what Louise used to make at her full-time job in 2016. While Paul still works full-time, Louise now works just part-time in education and handles the cafe's managerial tasks. Thankfully, they also have a strong team who can handle most of the shop's daily operations. Of course, when something goes wrong, whether it's a sudden illness with an employee or an issue with deliveries, Louise and Paul are on the hook. And even with their other jobs, they're still frequently seen behind the register or delivering coffee to customer tables. That's just how it works. It's their business. The Cult of Coffee is not the story of a side hustle turned multi-million dollar mega corporation. Instead, it's about throwing yourself into a project you believe in, to fill a need yourself when no one else is stepping up. It's about creating something that brings people together, giving them a place to sit back, relax, and sip on some fantastic coffee. Well, if you are in Aberdeen or nearby, go check out the Cult of Coffee. I'm actually going to be visiting Scotland very briefly at some point in the next month or two. I'm not sure I'm going to make it to Aberdeen, but if I do, this will be my first stop. So, Cult of Coffee. Also, wherever you are, go check out Creative Calling, the new book from Chase Jarvis. I may have mentioned this once or twice already, but I was just recently in Seattle, and I got the chance to be part of a live workshop he put together about the book. I went away feeling energized and challenged. So, among other things, there are a lot of insightful exercises in the book to get you thinking about what you really want to do, whether it's, you know, to open a retail coffee shop or perhaps something totally different. So go check it out. Learn more at creativecalling.com or just ask for the book at your favorite local bookstore. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is better. Today's show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/1029. We'll be back again tomorrow. We got a weekly recap coming up, as well as a whole new set of stories all next week. I hope you'll join me again. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.